Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Joined now by Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, and a guy who's been plugged into a lot of the back and forth that has been going on behind the scenes in regards to deals that the Brewers have made and have not made with the trade deadline at 5 o'clock our time today.
Yeah, I'm frustrated for our sport. I'm a little bummed out that Scooble. I wouldn't be bummed if he went to the Rays, if he went to the Braves, but he went to the Dodgers.
Went to the Dodgers.
Right, and I think that from what I gather is, you know, there's a lot of conflicting reports right now. My sources are indicating to me that it doesn't sound like, and we'll know for sure, you know, once we talk to Matt Arnold either today or tomorrow after the deadline passes, it doesn't sound like the Brewers were given an opportunity to top that Dodgers offer of what they were giving Scooble. That being said, were the Brewers give a certain first offer and then the Tigers took that and went to the Dodgers? We don't know that yet for this point. I think that right now with baseball and everyone's kind of sitting here going, huh, I will put one little flag into the wind about Scooble and why I'll put a little tiny little bit like, little thought in your mind. The dude's a Scott Boras client. And this is not CC Sabathia 2008. This is not CC going on 3 days rest. There is no chance under the sun Scooble is even going to be asked to do that. Scooble might not even pitch on short rest in the playoffs. He's about to get a major payday next year. So it was not going to be a CC type situation where he's like, put the team on back, I got this. That was never what he was going to be here.
But he didn't need to be.
Correct. I think the way that I look at it for the Brewers starting rotation, they know they've got one of the best 1-2 punches in the National League. Dodgers aside, the Dodgers are the best team in baseball. That's not a thing. But who's the next best? The Brewers, right now, the competition's between them and the Braves, right? Do you want Miz and Kyle Harrison, who comes back on Wednesday, by the way, versus what the Braves are hoping to get Spencer Schwellenbach back to be with Chris Sale? Now, the Braves are shopping for a starter as well. I think that the way that I look at it, and I should also mention the Phillies with Christopher Sanchez and Jesus Luzardo, but they're suddenly not on good playoff footing right now. The way I look at it, the Brewers are currently shopping in the reliever aisle, and that's going to be the most important addition to them because Logan Henderson is currently your third piece. Maybe it's Shane Drouin. One of those guys will go into the bullpen for the postseason, and you know that 1-2-3 still pretty good. Of course, we're all saying, well, what if you had Scooble? But you don't, so you move on.
So Logan Henderson may have been the X factor in all of this?
It sounds like Logan Henderson was the number one pitcher that the Tigers wanted in any sort of Tarek Scooble deal. That being said, the Brewers were stuck in this in between where, well, what about this piece or what about this piece? And I said, nope, we want Logan. And I'm not saying this is exactly what happened, but the way that it works is every team has their own model, and Logan Henderson fits the Tigers' model better than any of the other pitchers the Brewers are trying to offer because we like Logan Henderson too,
right?
I mean, I know we say you got to give up something shiny to get something shiny.
Correct.
I understand that. But when you boil it down, whatever you're going to give up versus what the Dodgers gave, if you were going to put Logan Henderson in this deal, that's 5 years of Logan Henderson for 2 months of Tarek Scooble plus whatever else you were going to give in that deal to Detroit. That being said,
you haven't been in the World Series since 1982.
Exactly. You kind of got to go for it. And I said, like, I'd go for it. If Logan was the reason, I don't think he was. I think there are other external factors as the reason why the Tigers didn't make that deal with the Brewers.
Okay, moving forward, is there anybody out there still to get even?
On the starting front, I don't know. There was just another trade this morning, Jose Soriano coming from the Angels to the Blue Jays, which is an interesting move for Toronto, given they are looking to next year. Right, they've already sold Kevin Gausman last night to the Chicago Cubs. By the way, Gausman was on the Brewers. He had a no trade list, and the Brewers were on that no trade list. Look, I don't encourage booing, but take that information for what you will when they come here in September.
But funny.
The other thing too is that on the starting front, again, you weigh the options: Logan Henderson or this. Could Casey Mize now be a fit? He's also a rental from the Tigers. Do the Tigers feel, hey, we're still only 3 games out of a playoff spot, and most importantly in their eyes, they are now under the luxury tax threshold, which means they can give a qualifying offer to Casey Mize next year, then get a draft pick compensation. The Tigers are trying to play it both ways, which is a little frustrating. Again, I'm looking at leverage reliever market because there just isn't any offense available that's A, obvious, or B, has a spot to play on this team.
So Mason Miller?
I don't think he's going to be available. I know it would be fun.
That's from the Padres.
And the way that the Padres have been explaining it and communicating, this is from Jeff Passan of ESPN, saying the Padres believe if you want Mason Miller, There is no such thing as an untouchable in your organization. It would take a Jesus Madé, and I'm not giving up Jesus Madé. So, Miller's not getting traded, in my opinion.
I'm trying to think of a good example, and I posed this one to you earlier, that if you ask any Cubs fan, I don't know if you know who Gleyber Torres is, Vince. Mm. Gleyber Torres has had a wonderful MLB career.
Yeah, he's about to be a free agent. He was a qualifying offer this year with Tigers, but he was the biggest piece in the Aroldis Chapman deal back in 2016.
So, yes.
And in fact, I was in that league. I was in the Carolina League in 2016 when that deal went down. And the reaction of everybody in Myrtle Beach is where he was at the time, their high A affiliate. And it was just like, they did it. They traded Gleyber, and he went over to the Yankees to get Aroldis Chapman. And then obviously they won the World Series. But I'd argue, yes, Aroldis Chapman's a very good closer. He nearly blew them game 6, and he blew them game 7. So it's like, be careful in the reliever market. I think the Brewers know their closers, Trevor McGill. They know their 8th inning guys, Abner Uribe. What else can he get? Can he help out Ashby? Can he help out Patrick? There's a couple of pieces there that don't cost a lot that I'd be very excited by 5 o'clock today.
We're super out of time, but what about a bat?
There aren't any available. Okay, there just simply aren't any available. You need to work to your guys. Contreras, Churio, Yelich, hey. Yo, time to go.
Be better. Here's our plan. All you guys, hit better. 8:54. Thank you, Dom.
Thanks,
on Wisconsin's Morning News.